Okay, ho ish madir es benoin benozir. The eino isha maderes beno benozir. The special halach that a father can force basically his son to become a nazir, but a mother cannot force her daughter or her son, for that matter, to be a nazir. Even though we have Shimshon Gibor, even though we have we have a Gidoin. No. Even though we have Shimshon Gibor, the mother made him into a nazir. But let's take a little bit of Nachmal. Ho ish a man madir es benoy benazir ve'eno ish a maderis es benoy benazir kesat gilach oisho gilchu kroivov. Let's say gilach, which means now gilach over here means let's say the father said about the son, I want you to be a nazir. I hereby bring.
How old is the son?
The son is under bar mitzvah.
Under
bar mitzvah. The shayla over here is what the shayla must be. The shayla. Let's say the son is going to be between the age of 12 and 13. That's going to be a very big dilemma. If the child is between 12 and 13, so let's say the boy is 10 years old. The boy is 10 years old, and the father says, "I hereby declare that you, my son, are a nazir." Good. Okay. So the son now is a nazir. And now, let's say on day 15, his mother takes him to the barber and shave, and they cut his hair. On day 15. Gilach oyesha gilchu kroivov. Let's say, without the father's permission, the mother, or any relative for that matter, or the child himself, goes to the barber and cuts off his hair. Gilach, the boy himself, when he's 10 years old, he's 15 days into his nazirus, he goes to the barber and cuts his hair, or a relative takes him to the barber to cut his hair. Micha, or another example, let's say someone made a macha. Someone complained, the boy complained, I don't want this. So now what is the halacha in this case? So the nazirus is cancelled. Let's see the Rashi right away. Rashi, gilach, besoich yemei nazirusoi. If the boy himself cut off his hair, or one of the relatives cut off his hair, let's say the boy said to his father, "Dad, I don't like this. I don't like what you did to me. You made me into a nazir." Even if he does this on the last day, what does it mean? Does the last day mean day 30 or day 29? I don't know. We'll see. Oy, the next Rashi is Shemichuhu Kiroivov, Hareze Botla Nizirusoi, period. Now, let's say before the boy canceled, so this thing, teaching of everything over here is a chiddush. Everything here in this mission is basically Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. If I'm not mistaken, Mesech the Nazir wins the award for the most Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Many of the laws that revolve around Nizirus are all very, very unique. It's an amazing masechta. The concepts are really one of a kind. Every step of the way, the chidushim nefloim. He has such a concept where a father can go and declare that I want my child, a 10-year-old boy, to be a nazir ad kdei kach, that when he finishes the term of nazirus, he's going to bring three korbanos, and the three korbanos are not going to be considered chulin biazara. To bring an animal that's not sacred, that's not meant to be in the Beis HaMikdash, is a terrible avera. If there's no obligation over here, the boy's a child. He's not a Bar Chayuva. He's a child. And the Mishnah makes it clear that if the child would make it, a 10-year-old boy, and the father says, "You, my son, are a Nazir," and the boy observes Nazirus for 30 days, and during those 30 days, the father sets aside three korbanos for his son, a chatos, an oila, and a shlamim, and then the boy makes it to the finish line, 30 days, and the boy brings, now we bring to the Beis HaMikdash the three korbanos, the koyanim, they shecht it, they offer it on the mizbeach, they do zrika, they eat the basar. It's the real deal. The real deal, but the boy is not even bar mitzvah. The boy is not bar mitzvah, the boy doesn't even wear tefillin. The boy doesn't know ben yamin l'smol. Okay? He's running around with sneakers, and his shirt's out of his pants, doesn't wear tefillin, he doesn't know how to behave in school, and they're bringing for him korbanos on the mizbeach, Zrika, Shrita, Kabbalah, Locha, Zrika. Could you imagine? Even Shlomi Rabinowitz couldn't imagine such a thing. We want to welcome to the Beis Medrash Shlomi Rabinowitz. It's an Eis Ratzon when Shlomi Rabinowitz comes. It's an Eis Ratzon, an Eis Ratzon. We have three boxes here besides your box. So weiter. So we're up to Daf Chav Ches on the base. The Mishnah. The Atah Yigdal No Koyach Hashem.
How do you bring a boy?
Let's
bring a
chatas.
I mean, forget the age.
Halacha Moshe Sinai is exactly the point I'm trying to make. Is that this halacha is a chiddush nifla, that a boy who's not bar mitzvah, you're going to bring for him three korbanos. This is halacha Moshe Sinai, that a father has the power to bring upon his son the din of nizirus. Exactly the point. This is halacha Moshe Sinai. We nachus chazan mishnah nachamal. The Mishnah here says, it's Chodesh Adar. We want to welcome to the Beis Medrash Chodesh Adar. Welcome, Mishnichnas Adar, Marbim B'Simcha. And my blessing to you all is, you should have a ribui of Simcha, all the way up. A ribui of Simcha. Shlomi, you're going to make a Simcha soon. Mr. Rappo, you're going to make a Simcha. Yisholim, you're going to make a Simcha soon. Mishnichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha.
By you as well.
Make it happen. Anything? Really? Anything?
Yeah.
Halavai. Simchas by everyone. All of our enemies should be eliminated. So the Mishnah here says, "So Ish is Madre ben Benazir, the Ein who Isha Maderes es ben Benazir." Nachum Chavim the Mishnah. Katan, a child, he wears diapers. Okay, who Ish Madre es ben Benazir, the Ein who Isha Maderes es ben Benazir. But a mother cannot be. That's going to be all the drashas and halachah l'moshe misinai. It's more halachah l'moshe misinai than there are drashas. Next, Ketzad, Gilach.
Tosha says, even if the son doesn't even know.
Yeah, okay, fine, okay. The father just ties him down. He makes sure he doesn't go to a cemetery, he makes sure he doesn't drink wine, and he doesn't let him get a haircut. He doesn't get any money.
So what happens if he drinks wine? Who gets the Aveira?
No one. No one gets the Aveira. The child is not of our ancient, and the father is not responsible for his son. So nothing happens. The world continues to go around in circles. But let's
read. Is this like a nether?
Oh. Excellent, Mamish Nibo, the Ani of the Maniba, you hit the nil on the head. The Gemara is going to go talk about this, about Kanta, how this relates to Nadarim. And Hanami. But look, the whole parish of Nazirus is all part of the parish of Nadarim.
But if the father's making the Nadar, is it a Nadar of Atola?
No. Okay, we have to see. I don't know the answers. I only learned it very superficially. I don't remember.
Only to his son.
That's going to be the Gemara as well. Okay, the more we read, the more we will know. Okay, let's see what it says. Nachmal, ha'ish maderes bina binazir, ve'ein ha'isha maderes es bina binazir. Ketzad. Ketzad. The first opening halacha is that a father has the power to bring upon his son a term of nazirus that is a real nazirus at kedei kach. When the child finishes the 30 days, the child brings, or the father brings for the child, three real korbanos. Real korbanos. Shchita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, the real deal. It's not Chulin Boazara. Next, but a mother, Vayna Yisha Maderis Espina, a mother does not have power to bring upon her son a real Nazirus where they could bring Kabbanis. Now, Ketzad, now we elaborate. There are many conditions. Number one, the only time the Nazirus is complete is only if the son cooperates. If the son does not cooperate, why would he not cooperate? He rebels. How does he rebel? He goes to the barber. And the barber cuts his hair.
What about if he says, no, I don't agree?
Fine, that's the next part of the mission. Well, the son says, I do not agree. He says to his father, Father, I do not agree. Or, let's say, even if he does agree, let's say the mother or his long-lost cousin shows up and says, come, let's go to the barber.
It says craven, what does it mean?
I don't know. Let's assume now craven, I don't know. Good question. You're asking very tough questions. I don't know. You're asking tough questions. Let's see. Ketzad. Gilach Let's say the son himself shaves off his hair, Oishay Gilchu Kiroivav, his relatives, they come for Thanksgiving and they come with scissors, and they cut off his hair. When they shear the turkey, they shear his hair also. They come, they cut off his hair. Oishay Gilchu Kiroivav. Micha, let's say the son says, Dad, I don't like this. Or Aisha Michu Kiroivav, the relatives, what in the world did you do? You brought upon your son Nazirus. This is Nish the Messiah. What are you doing? What are you doing over here? So now let's clarify. In the meantime, the father set aside three animals, a chatas, an oila, a shlamim. And now we have achieved a severance of the Nazirus. The son rejected it. The relatives rejected it. The son did an action to show that he rejected it by cutting off his own hair. Or a relative brought a beautiful pair of scissors. He brought an amazing savings and cut his hair. So what is the law? The law is we have now three animals. What do we do with the three animals? Animal number one is Chayis Gzuntait. Let's say through the animals of Mufudesh, they will specify for the purpose. Hachatos Tomus. The Chatos. Have a nice day. V'cha oila, the oila, tikarev oila, ushlamim yikrivu ushlamim, v'necholim liyomechad, and it's going to be the oil, the carbon shlam is going to have a zim v'shlamim v'nazi, which for one day, v'einan tu'unin lechem, and does not require bread. In other words, it's nishli nishayar. It has the din of a shlamim v'nazi, which was only one day and one night, but it is not accompanied by 20 loaves of bread. Period. Put a big period there. Next, let's say the mois is stum. And let's say when the father, before the child rejected the Nazirus, the father only set aside cash. And then the Nazirus, the child rejected, mois stum and yibulunadava. All the money goes to the Beis HaMikdash as one carbon oil, keitz mizbech. Let's say it's mois mifurashim. It was specified, it was divided into three parts. One was for chad, one for oil, one for shlamim. Mois mifurashim, dmei chad, nazir chul yamelach. It goes to the Yam HaMelach, Loinenin. This money you're not allowed to have hanor from, Loinenin. The money that is set aside for the Karban Chatos, you're not allowed to, because it's in a sanctity of a Karban Chatos, but of Loimoyalin. In the event that you do have pleasure from this money, there's no Chiyav Mi'ilo. Okay, there's a special halacha. Dmei Oila, Yavu Oila, Umoilin Mohem, Dmei Shlamim, Yavu Shlamim, Moilin, Nechal, Miyamechav, Ve'e, Einam, Tunim Lechem. Okay, and but what is there a din Mi'ilo on the din? Is there a din Mi'ilo on the Shlamim money, Shlamim Rebinowitz? No. Why not? The only time there's a din mi'ila is only on kodshei kodoshim. Money that is set aside for kodshim kalim, there's no mi'ila. Mi'ila on kodshei kalim only begin after the ma'isa shchita. After you do a shchita, then it turns into kodoshim, kodshei kodoshim, after you do a shchita, but until you do the shchita, there's no din mi'ila. Mi'ila, there's no din mi'ila on kodshei kalim until the moment of shchita. Whereas kodshei kodoshim, there's mi'ila from the moment of designation. The chatos, even though it's kodshei kodashim, but because it's going to go lemisa, there's no din mi'ila, even though the money and the animal has sanctity, but because it's not going to be a carbon, it's meant to go into the Yam HaMelach, or meant to die, there's no din mi'ila. Okay, now let's see the Rashi, in the middle of the Rashi, let's see Rashi very quickly, we're talking the Rashi very quickly, we'll begin this Mishnah. Gilach, b'sechem ein nizirusoi, o'sha gilchu kerovav, b'sechem ein nizirusoi, o'sha micha haben, b'sechem ein nizirusoi, v'afil v'machrav. So either the child himself has shaved his hair, or his relative shaved his hair, or this child made a macha, a protest, a peaceful demonstration, or the relatives, they had a peaceful demonstration at the steps of the Capitol, that they don't want this Nazirus. So what is the law over here? I feel even if it's biyom acharon, the gematria biyom acharon is January 6th. What is the halacha? The halacha is the nazirus is canceled, and now we have to deal with the korbanos. Okay, now oyshamichu kareivav hareiz a batla nazirusai v'dmei chatas yechle mamelach loinen v'loy mayalin k'dem amar chatas hamesos v'dmei chatas hanahalachem liyam mamelach. Bechula loyden v'loy mayalim v'loy nenim midrabanan. You're not allowed to have midrabanan. V'loy mayalim mishum delav b'nei akravaninu. Okay, so Rashi over here tells you a mouthful, and the reason why there's not going to be a din of meila is because it's not shaykh in hakrava, ebazay. So why can't you derive benefit from the money? Why can't you use the money for some benefit? No, it's nisa midrabanan. Okay, but the money has to go l'hamelach. Okay, now we go to the Gemara. Ish. It says in the Mishnah that a father has the power to be madir es binoy, ish madir es binoy, but a mother does not. Ho ish in aval ish aloy. My time. What's the reason? Rabbi Yochanan Amar halacha hi binazir. Okay, first you saw it here is halacha l'moshe misinai. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Yes, whenever it's a halacha. Sheish ma'azir lo ish. It's a halacha l'moshe misinai. I told you before we came. You came late to the shir. Shlomo Rabinowitz. And before you came to the shir, I told you that Masech the Nazir wins the award for the most halacha l'moshe misinai in the Gan Shas. You should know this. Someone who learned Shas already 37 times. Does everyone here in the basement hear that? I want everyone here to know that Shlomo Rabinowitz, he learned Shas 37 times. I'm announcing this to the whole spink, the whole Kila spink. There are thousands and thousands of Hasidim. Thousands of people of spink krul. I'm naming Mudia the Olam. He learned Shas 37 times, and he tells us that Masechta Nozir won the award for the most halachos l'moshe misinai in Shas. Right. And one of the halachos l'moshe misinai is this, ish lo ish, that only a father has the koyach to be mother, es binoy ben zirus, not the mother, only the father. Ish in aval ish aloy. My time, Rabbi Yochanan Amar halacha hi binazir. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Amar. What does he say? He says Amar Reish Lakish. He says in the name of Reish Lakish. So here's another machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. How many times in Shas 2007-11 daf we have a machlokes? Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Where Reish Lakish is not being said, is not stated directly. Ordinarily, 432 times it says Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. How many times does it say Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is not, his opinion is not said openly, it's in the name of someone else. It's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Omar Reish Lakish. Hermaisa? You know why? You know why this is the way, the first Nafcha, because tonight is Chodesh Adar, and Chodesh Adar is the Megillah, and in Megillah it says, we learn the Sugya, it's that Ha'oim Edom Hashem Omroi, Mevi Gu'ula Li'olam. So therefore, this is the only place where Reish Lakish, normally the Gemara says Rabbi Reish Lakish, and it can very well be that Reish Lakish didn't say directly, it was only reported to Ravina Rav Ashi indirectly. But since this is Chodesh Adar, Mishnah Adar B'Simcha, and the Megillah is Big Son V'Seresh B'Shem Mordechai, Ha'omer Davim, there's a Hakpada to the Ha'omer Davim B'Shem Amrei. That's why this one, the only place in Shas where Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, we make it clear who has brought the Shita of Reish Lakish. We do it B'Oifan, Ha'omer Davar B'Shem Amrei, Mevi Geula L'Olam, because it's Reish Chodesh Adar. What are the chances of this Gemara falling out in Chodesh Adar? Zero. Im lo kiyad Hashem osis azois.
Chance of 1 out of 2, 7, 1, 1.
And therefore, the fact that it's gimgloyer is also the gil that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing that Hashem cannot do. There's nothing. Hashem can do anything. He can bring a shidduch. He can even make a shidduch on Hashem. Even that he can do. Vaita.
That's what he's doing.
Half a day.
You have to let him.
Vaita. Omar Reish Lakish. Kidei l'chancha b'mitzvahs. So Reish Lakish says, so he says, no, it's not so. He holds there's no such thing. Not an Isha. According to Reish Lakish holds that there's no halacha l'moshe misinai. Be'etzem, no one can be madir his child as a nos. There's no such thing. It's purely a din d'rabbanan. Oh, Eibazeh, what's going to be the big question then? The question is, how then can he bring kurbanos? If the child cannot be a nazir minat Torah, how in the world then, after 30 days, can he bring korbanos? It's chulin boazara. So let's see what's in Rashi. Right, Rabbi Yochanan shows what time the shiur ish madres minay benazir kidei l'chan chamitzas. It's not the raisa. Freg the gemara eibazeh. So it's din of chinuch. Let the mother do chinuch as well. Yach efil ishanami. And for the gemara now says in Yisoid, the din chinuch is only on the tata, not on the mama. So,
what's the chinuch here?
is to train him to be a Nazir, to mitzvah. A Nazir is this, you see, you touched upon mamish, the Yisrael HaDavar. A Nazir is the Iker Chinuch. It captures all the elements of Chinuch. Nazirus is the paradigm for Chinuch. Give a shiur on parenting. Okay, you want to come to my shiur on parenting? I give shiur on Shalom Bayis, and I give shiur on parenting. Okay, thousands of people. Teach them about the secret of Shalom Bayis and the secret of raising children. And in the shiur we teach that the dogma of Chinuch is Nazirus. The first thing we want to have Aleph in Mesech the Nazir is Chinuch. Why? Discipline. What is Nazirus all about? Discipline. Do not give in to your taivas. Do not drink the delicious yayin. Don't go mimetame. Be careful where you walk, where you go. Wherever you go, you have to be careful. This tumah, this growth, your head, the hair that grows on you, you have to nurture. It has to grow and develop. The dugmois, the three halachas of Nazirus, is the spitz of discipline. Three different dimensions of discipline. And then the consequences. What happens if you don't do what you're supposed to do and you go and you nichshel, you go to a cemetery, you become tamei? Oh, there are consequences. Cancellation. The hayamim harishanim yiplu. You have to start all over again. You just can't walk away. You got to start again. You have an obligation. There are so many dugmois in the concept of nazirus. It is the spitz of discipline to train a young person to become a man, to enter in the world of godless. And that's why over here it says that this is a prime example of chinuch. There's a pasuk in Navi, released in the Haftarah. I don't remember which Haftarah this is. We read this in Haftarah. There's a Haftarah, I don't remember, I think we read it not long ago, is where it says, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky dwells upon this concept, is that it says there that your children will be Nazirin. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky learns from the first day is that it was common time. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zeichet Tzadik Levracha, he dwells upon a pasuk in Navi. I don't remember. We read this in the Haftarah. I don't remember which Haftarah this is. I don't know. I think we read it in Bereishis. I think it's in Bereishis somewhere where it says that your bonim will be your bonim, your children will be nazirim. Pasuk is mashma that it was common for young adolescents, young boys. It was like your rite of passage. It was a custom that as a rite of part of growing up was to be a Nazir. Every boy, every person, when they were after in the range of Bar Mitzvah age, whether it was before or after Chleis, it was expected that you be a Nazir. Why? Because Nazirus is the spitz of Chinuch. It represents discipline with consequences. Two concepts. Discipline, this is what we teach in Chinuch Habonim class. Two Yisoides. Discipline, consequences, tzvei dinin, and reward. Really, there are three parts, A, B, and C. Not every parent makes it to the third session, to the third part. Discipline, consequences, and reward. Kodoy shiyihye. That's the reward. The reward is the achar yishte hanozir yayin. There's reward after. The yayin comes at the end. And you remain a Nazir. Yishta doesn't say, V'achar Yishta Yayin. Yishta HaNazir. Once a Nazir, you're a Nazir for life. And you're called a Nazir, and you can drink the wine also. There is three Yisoidos in Chinuch Habanim. Discipline, consequences, and reward.
How does he have the power to
do it? What's the third one?
Reward. Sochar. The saying Sochar Toiv L'chol HaBoitcha M'Shimcha B'mes. What is the reward? The Achar Yishte HaNozir Yayin.
Okay. But you can pull out. The son can pull out.
No, you can't pull out. Oh, so now we're talking about when you do the chinuch when he's too little. ordinarily the real nazir is when you bar mitzvah or whenever in your life you do the nazirus. But over here the Gemara is using nazirus as an example of chinuch, and sometimes parents wanted to train their children these concepts of discipline, consequences, and reward when they were ketanim, when they were in elementary school. And then, of course, you're right, if the kid pulls out, then you got a big problem. So according to the Rabbi Yochanan, the kid can't pull, according to Rabbi Yochanan, I mean, you could always pull out, that's according to Rabbi Yochanan, but the father has a koyach to make upon and put upon him a real nazirus, halacha l'moshe misinai. According to Reish Lakish, no such thing. There's no such thing as a child observing a real nazirus, and this, what it says in the Mishnah, is an example of chinuch habanim. Because nazirus is the spitz example of chinuch habanim. You can make a whole... What?
What's a chilek? Can you either go through it or just...
The chilek now the Gemara is going to go a whole daf what the chilek is. There's a very big problem according to Reish Lakish. Because according to Reish Lakish, it's only a din of chinuch when the child finishes the 30 days. How could the child bring three korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash? It's chulin bo'azara.
So the father has to bring.
So the father wasn't a nazir, the child was the nazir. The father, it's not the father's nazirus. He didn't do anything. The father drank wine the whole 30 days. It's the kid. He does bring korbanos. He does bring korbanos. It's beferish in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is beferish. That in the event, the Mishnah says that the kid pulled, you do bring korbanos, according to Reish Lakish.
He does?
Of course.
So what's the chilek between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish?
Oh, that's the Gemara doesn't explain out the difference. When we go through, well, maybe there is no difference. We have to work out all the prod. That's what the Gemara does now. But the point is, according to Rabbi Yochanan Reish, according to everyone, if a child is when the father brings up, the father forces upon his child nazirus, the child's a nazir. Now Rabbi Yochanan says he's a nazir midorait halacha l'moshe misinai. Reish Lakish says no such thing. There is no such halacha. You're making things up. There is no halacha. I don't know why he has no mesorah. There's a shalom mesorah. There's no halacha l'moshe misinai that he's a nazir. He's a nazir midrabanan midin chinuch habanim. The Gemara is going to ask in a few seconds. Hold off a few seconds. If it's only midrabanan, then how could it possibly be that he brings korbanos? You don't bring korbanos midrabanan. You only bring korbanos midraisa. That's the Gemara's kasha. One moment. But first, let's appreciate what is going on over here. We have over here a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, regarding the nature of the nazirus of a child who became a nazir through the vow of the father. And the first question we had to discuss is why only the father, not the mother? So if you learn like Rabbi Yochanan's halacha l'moshe misinai, no, you can't ask a kash on halacha l'moshe misinai. Can't ask a kash. Halacha l'moshe misinai said the father. The father, not the mother. But according to Reish Lakish, that said that it's a din of chinuch. If it's a din of chinuch, why only the father, not the mother? And for the Gemara says here, a yesoid that could shake the world. It's very, very complex yesoid. And we also teach this in our class, chinuch habanim. Is there's no din chinuch on the mother. Pella, right? Because I remember that when Rabbi Shaul Lehman, he made a simcha right before COVID in the Young Israel of Midwood, it was Friday night, he spoke so well, and he gave incredible shevach to his... Rabbi Shaul Lehman, the Rosh Hashiva of Spink. Spink cool. Rabbi Shaul Lehman Shlita. He gave a drasha Friday night. It was the Shabbos before COVID in the Young Israel of Midwood. Maybe it was two Shabbos before. It was the last simcha I went to before the end of the world. And he was Meshabech, his wife, very, very much. He gave this beautiful, beautiful drasha, praising his wife, how she was mechanich her children, his children, their children. Tough love. That was the words that he used. Tough love. And he gave an incredible, incredible shavach. And here it says in the Gemara.
If you take the words of Reish Lakish, It says chayav, but she's not mechuyev. But if she does it,
oh, exactly. That's what Shulimin. That's what Shulimin was in essence saying. You're not mechuyev. How do you explain that pasuk? Yes, we need a sheer iyun on this topic. Shabbos morning, 7:30 at Knesset Beis Avigdor. Standing room only.
It's a stira.
Chochmas noshim bonse beisa, and there's nozir daf chavtesam and aleph. Rish chodesh adar. It says yichoch yafilu ishanami kasovar. Rish Lakish holds. Ish chayv lechanech binoy b'mitzvah. It's ve'eno ish chayev es lechanech es binoy b'no.
Because if the woman is not mechuyev to learn Torah, and says the dibar to bum leibedor amachem, so the mother cannot possibly be learning with the kid Torah because she herself is not mechuyev in Torah.
Okay, well that's Torah. What about there's other elements? Are there other elements of chinuch? Maybe she doesn't have to go teach her child Gemara, but maybe the mother has an obligation to she's chayv to daven. No, a woman according to the Rambam is chayv in tefillah, so the woman, the mother, should be mechuyev.
The fifth Shulchan Aruch.
What?
The fifth Shulchan Aruch.
But even every mitzvah that she's chayv in, is a woman chayv in Shabbos? She's chayv in Shabbos. So she's chayv in kosher food. So she's mechuyev to mechanech her children in kosher food. Mechanech her children in Shabbos. Forget about the fifth Shulchan Aruch. Talk about the fourth Halakhim of Shulchan Aruch. Not everything. A woman is part from Talmud Torah. But a woman is chayvin all the mitzvahs. So she's mechuyev to mechanech her children all the mitzvahs. Along comes Reish Lakish. Says, no. There's no din chinuch, period. The job of chinuch is upon the husband. It's not upon the mother. Okay, once they had a whole big share years ago in that book, Headlines, by Lichtenstein. And he talks about there's a community in Eretz Yisrael, very, very sad, of women who have a hard time finding shidduchim, and they do things, and there's a whole community of single mothers, of women who are having children, biological, without having a father. And it was a whole big, he gave a Shir Mitzvah Shabbos on the radio, all the Rabbanim, what they had to say about this. And they have Rabbanim there in Eretz Yisrael, they have Rabbanim that guide them. And they have a whole community. And there are a lot of problems with this. On the other hand, the tsar that they have is enormous, and which leads them to do this. And it's very hard to tell them no. And he had a whole cast of Rabbanim who commented and discussed the halachic issues and the hashkafic issues that are involved. And one of the big things is chinuch is on the father. It's not on the mother. It's not the role of the mother to mechanech and to have children without having a role model of chinuch who's mitzuveh ve'ois and chinuch to create lechatchila a situation is a problem. Not that it's usser, but it's a very serious, serious problem. Here, the Gemara knows of Chav Tesam and Aleph. Ish is chayiv. Yachi says, Ish chayiv lechanech b'noi b'mitzvahs. V'yein ho isha chayiv es lechanech es b'no. So who's the mechanech the child? Rachmona litzlon, you have a yosai who has no father. Who's doing the chinuch? It's a very big problem. Vaita. So that is the Reish Lakish's answer. Okay, now, next question. Vaita, let's see over here, Rashi, the time. Rashi, that Reish Lakish, time is she, Yish Madri, es benoim benozir, kedil lachanach mitzvahs. V'imishum chinuch, afilu yishotei, mideres es benoim benozir. No, the Gemara says, because she's not chayv. Next kasha. Four lines from the top of the page. Bish, next kasha. What about there's another halacha? The only one the father can be madir to make a nazir is a son. A father can make a son a nazir. Can a father make his daughter a nazir? Now, can a woman be a nazira? Absolutely, it's referred to in the pasuk. Ish oy isha kiyafli linder neder nozir lahazir lahashem. It's explicit in the Bible that a woman can be a nazira. However, but one thing is for sure, that a father cannot be madir his daughter to be a nazira. So, frak the Gemara, Beisham, Rabbi Nogam, Rabbi Machalachi bin Azar, Amdullachi bin Noyin, be the loy. Ela, Lereish Lakesh, Afilu, Ela, Reish Lakesh, Afilu Bita. If it's din of Chinuch, there's a din of Chinuch, a tate, is a din of Chinuch on the daughter also. The Gemara says, Chidish, Kosava, Nocha Chidish, Nocha Chidish. This mamish, the Gemara over here is dropping Chidushim, Nifloim tonight, like you've never seen before in the whole Shas. Kosovar binoy chayiv l'chan choy bitoy ein chayiv l'chan choy. There's no din chinuch for the daughter. Her mayis a shlomi. You hear such a thing? There's no din for a father l'chan choy daughter. Pili ploim. Rashi. Bishav rabbi 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 What does the Gemara say? The answer is, in a chanami, there's no din chinuch. Next, Beishlam. What's the ois aleph? And why Gemara is an ois aleph? And what does the Gemara's aleph say? Ayin magen Avram or Chaim Shemem Gimel Sivkon Aleph Primogodim. I don't know what the aleph stands for. Simon Reish Chav Hey Sivkon. I don't know what that means. Fine. Next kasha. Kasha number 3. You keeping track? Lomu nikru talmidei chachamim soifer. Numbers. Okay, kasha number 3. Beishlam rabbi yamukun rabbi yachlan diyam ha-halachi bin azir ha-halachi bin azir sin bin adorim loy. Elo l'reish lakish afil bin adorim nami. Kasha number 3. Why is this halacha reserved only for nazirus? What about nadorim? In other words, the only time you have a halacha where a father can force upon a child a concept is only by nazirus. The father can force nazirus upon his son. But you don't find the father can force upon nazirus a neder. Let's say the father says, I want to put upon you a neder that you are not allowed to drink orange juice. Father, I'm making a neder that you, my child, cannot drink. If you eat orange, drink a glass of orange juice, you've been violated a neder. Who made the neder? I am your representative to make the neder for you. No such thing. Why not? If there's such a concept that a father can make, can bring upon his child in the zeros, and the zeros is just an extension of nedarim. Because the pasuk groups two together, ish ki yafli, lindor neder nazir lahazir. So what's the chilik division between nazirus and nedarim? So if it's halacha l'moshe misinai, no, halacha l'moshe misinai is a catch-all answer. Ein meshivin only by nazirus, by not by nedarim. You can't ask. That's the way it is. But if it's a din of chinuch. So what's the difference between the discipline of nazirus and the discipline that comes along with nidorim? Why did Chazal draw this line? A father can be mechanech his son in nazirus, but a father cannot be mechanech his son in nidorim. So Bishlaima, according to Bishlaima, Rabbi Yochanan Yom Halacha Lohi Bidoz Ahachi Bidoziris and Abidam Loi, El Rishlak Shafil Bidodam Nami. The Gemara says, You're right. When it says nazirus, it's lomibaya. It means it's an addition to nedarim. In chanami, lomibaya kama. It goes without saying. That's what we meant to say. Lomibaya b'nedarim, the less lay nevil. It goes. That's when it comes to a neder. It's not disgusting. There's no nevil. Nevil means it's not unpleasant. There's no unpleasantness. If a father says to a son, listen, I want to bring upon you a neder not to drink chocolate milk, not to drink carbonated sugar drinks, not to have pizza. You shouldn't get into the habit of eating things that will be moishach, the taiva, and the chitzoinim, and the shindalids upon you. I don't want you to eat these type of things. I want you to eat healthy. So that's not nevil. There's nothing unpleasant about that. But nazirus, not to cut your hair, have long hair, that's a very unpleasant experience. So maybe you would think that the father does not have the power to impose upon his child an experience that is unpleasant. The only thing that the father can impose upon his child is a neder, which is not unpleasant. But nezirus? Yeah, the answer is even nezirus. Lo mibayi kama. Lo mibayi kama. Lo mibayi kibbutu dam delesa nivul al afilu nezirus liyus bay nivul afilu achi. Even that, no. Chayav l'chan chay. It says here the father has the koyach to do so. Look at the nusach. Nusach of the Gemara over here. There is no coincidence in the shprach of the Gemara. Chayav l'chan chay. The father has an obligation, is obligated to bring upon his child an unpleasant experience so that he learns how to deal with the unpleasant things in life. Most of life is unpleasant. And a child has to experience unpleasantness and learn how to deal with it. So when he grows older, he'll also know how to deal with the unpleasant realities of life. We teach us all in our course for Chinuch HaBanim. You get a certificate at the end. You can use it to get points on your driver's license. Right.
It's good for 3 years.
Chinuch HaBanim, it's only good for 6 months. You have to be recertified as a parent every 6 months. Weiter. Bishloima. What?
You know the old joke when the son goes to do pidyon ben with the kohen, right?
No.
And the kohen asks him, do you want your son or do you want the money? So he says, Mr. Cohen, is yours for 2 or 3 years. I'll be back. I'll take him from. Meanwhile, it's yours.
I know someone. I told this to their face. Someone adopted a kohen, adopted a child. He adopted a child, and he married off the child, and he married off the child, and to the both Israel. The father, the one who did the adopting is a kohen, and he adopted a child that's a Yisrael. He married off the child to another Yisrael. They had a bechor. Who did they make the coin for the pinyon aben? The adopted parent, because the adopted parent was a coin. So they go to the pinyon aben and the coin says to his adopted son-in-law, who do you want more? What do you want? Do you want the money or do you want the child? So I want the child. So here's the money and give me the child back. I come there 2 weeks later. Who's there sitting there? Who's there in the what's called in the little cradle there? The baby. Where are the parents? They went away. We're watching the baby. So I said, "Hey, Baze, you got them both. You got the money and you got the baby. This is not what you said 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, you said to them, what do you want more? You want the baby or the money? You said they want the baby and they gave you the money. Here, I come on Shabbos. You got the money and you got the baby." I said it to them and they looked at me. Oh? Weiter. So, what happened to Shaliman? Shaliman is gone. It's gone. It disappeared. He probably went to Shuli. He went to Shuli, we went to Eli. You can dissolve the Naziris with a little shout, just a little Micha. Oy, it says, it says either the child says, I do not want, or the relatives can say, I do not want. If it's halacha l'moshe mitzina, there are no kashas. But if it's chinuch, how could the relative say, or the child say to the father, or the relative say to the father, we don't want you to be mechanech your child. We call the police, it's child abuse. Excuse me, I'm the father, it's my right to do whatever I want to this kid. I'll beat him up, I'll do whatever I want to him. I'm the boss here, you're not the boss. How then does it say in the mission that a relative or the child can say to the father, oh, I don't want you to be mechanech me. Dad, I don't want you to be mechanech me. Leave me alone. Or the children or a relative will say to the person, oh, we don't want you to be mechanech. What right do they have to say this? So Heide Ashrach Elder Rabbi Yosef Machin Amishlach Kol Kimine Hoin Kiroivim. Do the relatives have power? The word Kimine Hoin means power. The Amrin Lei Loi Sigmare Mitzvahs do not teach the child Mitzvahs. So the Gemara says, yes, they do. You know why? There's another Yesoid in Chinuch Habonim. It's like a briska Yesoid. There are Tzvei Mine Chinuch. There is the pleasant way, and then there is the harsh way. There is the harsh way. A child does not have a choice when it comes to being trained in the pleasant way. But a child and the relatives do have a choice in rejecting a harsh chinuch. When the father says to the child, okay, I want to go now teach you how to deal with difficulties in life. A child, 10 years old, I want to bring upon you nezirus. Nezirus is not pleasant. It's discipline and it's nevel. He has to grow long hair. So here, the Gemara is saying an incredible yesoid in the chinuch. I mean, the Gemara, this Gemara, is an eye-opening Gemara. There is choymer here for mechanchim, for psychologists, for thinking people to study this Gemara and understand the incredible yesoidos that are being taught over here about chinuch habonim. And it's saying that enachanami, since the dinim of nezirus is a chinuch, which is an unpleasant experience, indeed, the child and the relatives can make a macha. This is abusive. And you have no right to do this to the child. Unbelievable. The Amrinan Lei, the Kosovar, Kol Chinuch, Deloy Choshev, Loy Nichole. Now, what does it mean, Deloy Choshev? It's a very unusual expression, Loy Choshev. Look on the first one, the start of the Gemara, on Ois Gimel, Yesh Lo Hoysef, Bizyoinohu, Bizyoinohu, Viloy Nichole, Deloy Choshev. Anything that's not choshev is a bizoyon. Okay, that's a very important word. But you're causing the child to be disgraced, psychological damage. If the child feels that he has suffered bizoyonis, disgrace, that can make a psychological scar on the child, and cause damage for his future. Okay, now that's what it says on the side of the Gemara. Deloy choshev on the side says bizoyonuhu deloy. Okay, the Beis Reish, what's Beis Reish stand for? I don't know. Bereishis Rabba, maybe it says this in the Medrash as well. Bereishis Rabba, I think. V'cheinu b'rishoinim uv'kisveyat. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, let's see the Rashi. There is no Rashi on this.
Yeah, there is.
There is Rashi. Kosav Reish Lakish, yeah. Kosav Reish Lakish, kol chinuch deloy chashiv alei, kegoin chinuch dinezirus, dibizyoinuhu. Bizyoinos. What's the bizyoinos? To come megaleach roishoy. Oh, saying something that I didn't say it correctly. I told you that well, it's really both. It's nevel. First we said that it's nevel. Nevel is, we have to see what it means, nevel. Growing long here, but at the end of the nezirus, what happens? At the end of the nezirus, he has to shave off all of his hair, bald. Well, the kid's going to come to yeshiva. He's in sixth grade. He's bald. So what's going to happen? They're all going to make fun of him. He's going to feel humiliated. He's going to feel bezyonos when they see him in such a state of having all of his hair, no hair. That can have an effect on him. That can have, over here, the Gemara is Megala, things that we only know today in the 21st century, to talk about the psychology of a child. And everyone will tell you the reason why this person became who was because when he was in third grade, the teacher insulted him, and they talk about these type of things. Is it true or not? I think it's a little exaggerated, but the Gemara here does say davar nifloim. It says that a child is going to go through nezirus. You're going to shave off his head at the end of the nezirus. That's called a bezyonis for a child. An adult, big deal. But for a child, that's bezyonis. And who says you can subjugate a child to such abuse, to such treatment? And therefore, that's why the child has the right to make a macha, and that's why the relatives also have a right to make a macha. It's incredible stuff here, no? Shlomi, isn't the good stuff over here? What's going on over here? Incredible insight into the human condition. And this was written 2,000 years ago. Kosovar chinuch dulo choshev lo nichleid bishop lo nichleid. That's why that's going to be different. Nachmol Rashi. Kosovar shlokish kol chinuch dulo choshev leik goin chinuch din zius de bzyonu. Come galech roishoy lo nichleid lo nichleid lebrei. It's not pleasant for the child. Umishum hachi. That's why yechayim limchais. All of the relatives can make a macha. Fine. Let's go weiter in the Gemara. Next kash. Kash number, I've got counting up to 4 or 5 already. Next halacha. Now we got a problem. When you do hakafa saroish, when the nazirus is over, they shave off the entire head. When they shave the entire head, they're also doing a iser derais of shaving off the payas. When you shave off the nazir, you're shaving off the payas. You're in violation of an iser deraisa. So what is the answer? The asay of giluach is doiche. The loisasei of loisakifu. Pas reishchem. So it's a gzeres, it's a halach al moshe sinai. It's a Torah deraisa. But according to Reish Lakish, according to Reish Lakish, only din of chinuch. Chinuch is never doiche a deraisa. Another rule of chinuch. No parent has the right to say that my child, he needs to, what he needs in chinuch is that we have to go and do averus. There are a lot of people like that, you should know, that hold, oh, the proper way to mechanech the child is that we should do things that the Torah says is forbidden. He's only a child. And it's the greater good. The greater good of the chinuch is, it's okay. And this is another class in our studies. In our series of parenting. The Gemara says no such thing. If it's osur, it's osur. So how then can you go through the process of doing giluach on the child after nazirus when the giluach will be in violation of leisakiv pas roishchem and it's not in the right, it's only in the chinuch. So the Gemara says, So end the Gemara is the Gemara gezach. Kasava hakavas kol roish v'drabanan. In other words, what is the prohibition of Lo Sakifu? The prohibition of Lo Sakifu, according to this Mandem, is when you only remove the payas and you leave over the top of the head. But let's say you shave off everything, then there's no prohibition of Lo Sakifu. What is Lo Sakifu? A person goes to the barber shop and he tells the barber, I want bald. I want my whole, a lot of goyim. There are a lot of goyim that do this, a lot of goyim. That's what they don't even go to the bar, they want everything, complete baldness. They are not over according to Reish Lakish on the Isur Doraisa of Leisakifu Pas Roishchem. Because, what?
And if
a
Jew does it?
No, I'm talking about a Jew that does that. He's not over. Because the Isur according to Reish Lakish Leisakifu is only when you shave off the payas, but you leave the rest of the head. You leave a step haircut. You do a step. We call it a step. Someone showed me this week in Mishpacha magazine, they had an advertisement in Mishpacha magazine for children's clothing. And the clothing was really very non-Jewish type of clothing. And they had three children in the advertisement. It was a full-page advertisement. There were three children. And the two boys were not wearing yarmulkes. The girl was overage. And this paper supposedly doesn't put pictures of women in the newspaper. And the boy, the older boy, had basically a step haircut where they shaved off the pace. So the person said to me, what do you think of this picture? So I said, I said, there's a much more glaring problem with the picture, but I can't say because the Shabbos table, and I don't want to say what there's another issue, which was, you have to have a dirty mind to see what I was seeing in that picture. But they were trying to say to me, what's going on over here? This Mishpacha magazine, the two boys do not wearing yarmulkes. There's a girl that is certainly over 3 years old in that picture. And the clothing they're wearing is highly inappropriate for a Yiddish paper. And the boy has no payas. Now he has no payas. He did a step haircut on the boy. They did a step haircut, which is mamish and this is their eyes of Lesakifu. What in the world is going on in a paper that is advertised, geared towards a religious Orthodox community to put such an advertisement in a newspaper? And what do you want from me?
What product was being advertised?
What? Clothing. Clothing.
What product was being advertised?
Clothing. Children's clothing. The point is that is only when you, it's called today step. That's what it's called today. It's a style. It's a style in haircut. It's a step called a step haircut where they basically shave the penis very, very thin. Very thin. And they leave the top of the hair head geschmack.
Very thin is still penis.
No, if you cut it less, if you shave very little, then it's all.
One second, if you leave behind, but you make a recognition that here it's greater than here.
No, it's kosher. No, it's not awesome. It's not awesome, no. It's permitted.
The step haircuts are permitted.
Basically, yeah. But if you go to an extreme, first of all, it's permitted, but it is without question. Not in the spirit of the halacha, because what you're really doing is you're being sakifu pas roishchem. Oh, you got away with it. Well, you didn't go so close that you can say you're mamish in violation. But it goes against the entire spirit of the law. The halacha is don't go and shave away the payas and leave the rest of the hair. That's called
something called the spirit of the law.
All right, let's go vayta. So now we are sisa hayosha vehatoif. Hayosha vehatoif. I think it says on that. Now go to over here, we are over here, the more we have the noise. So therefore, according to Reish Lakish, the Mukash is how, if it's only the chinuch, how are you allowed to do the giluach on the katan when the giluach is in the violation of Lois Sakifu? And if the Gemara, Reish Lakish holds the Yesoid, Lois Sakifu is only when you remove the payas and you leave over the rest of the head, the hair. But by the case of the Nazir, you shave away everything. If you shave away everything, there's no payas, there's no nothing else left, then there's no Issa Deraisa. Question number 6. Next Kasha. Next, right in the middle. Okay, halacha l'moshe misinai for a katan, pella. Elol, Rabbi Yosef Chanina, Amar Reish Lakish, k'nei l'chanchem b'mitzvos. Mitzvos, halacha ma'isi chulin la'zara. You're being chulin ba'zara. So he says the adavar nifla, kasavar chulin bi'azara lav deraisa. There is no. That's what it says. I didn't make this up. Chulin Boazara. Are they doubting Marv now?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.